Report, droves of voters switching from Kathy Barnett back to David McCormick. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 15, 2022. Droves of voters in Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate primary are reportedly switching their votes from Kathy Barnett back to businessman David McCormick just days before the primary election. Barnett recently surged ahead of McCormick and Mehmet Oz in the polls last week after her debate performance in a viral video about her birth being the product of her mother's rape. However, it seems Barnett's strides are not enough to carry voters to the finish line with her. Barnett's supporters are seemingly switching their support back to McCormick, who held an early lead over both candidates before former President Donald Trump's endorsement of Oz thrust him to the top of the pack. McCormick went into the final weekend of the primary election season with a narrow lead above Barnett and Oz. After McCormick held an event at a winery in Altoona, Pennsylvania, some attendees walked away supporting him over Barnett, according to the Washington Examiner. Karen and Scott Schraff, owners of the winery, were admittedly looking towards Barnett but hosted McCormick to hear more from him. Miriam Schneider, who considered voting for Barnett, said attending McCormick's event changed her opinion about the businessman. "McCormick earned my vote tonight, I am so glad I came," Schneider told the Examiner. Another attendee, Debbie Philippi, who describes herself as MAGA as you can get, similarly walked away from the event with newfound support for McCormick over her initial pick, Barnett. "Wow, I mean, this guy has it all," Philippi said. "I wish I had known this side of him and not just all of those negative ads to see how accomplished he is. Down to earth, and, more importantly, how much he genuinely cares about the movement, the country, and Pennsylvania." Another Pennsylvania voter, Kathy Forthsey, agreed with Philippi. Forthsey cited McCormick's event as the tipping point that led her away from Barnett toward McCormick. Forthsey said, "My tipping point to him and away from her was going to see him at an event in Carnegie. I really liked how Dave supports the Second Amendment, which is extremely important, especially in Pennsylvania. But I also like his demeanor, and I like that he's a businessman, which is why I voted for Trump." Michelle Damiano, who was very seriously thinking of voting for Barnett, told the Examiner that hearing McCormick speak at the event made her change her mind. "I was undecided until I heard him speak, got a real understanding of who he is and what he stands for, and saw him outside the glare of the negative ads both he and Oz have run in this campaign," Damiano said. She added that McCormick is really aspirational and has a powerful message. "Had I not had my friend bring me to this event and saw him and his message in person, I don't know if I would have voted for him," Damiano continued. The massive shift away from Barnett is also helping other candidates. Carla Sands' campaign is currently polling in the field, and they are finding mass movement away from Barnett in the final days of the campaign. "The Carla Sands campaign is currently live in the field confirming what we see on the ground, and the results are very similar. There is a massive cratering of support with former Barnett voters," Sands' campaign manager Alec Jones told Breitbart News. "These voters who want an America First candidate, but one who is able to not only win in November, but also handle the responsibilities of being a senator." Carla Sands is accumulating a massive amount of former Kathy Barnett voters so far, because credibility counts in this election, Jones said.